Lots of cool stuff. Prairie Shifting.
Prairie Shifting by Edith Skeard.
Excellent. And they will be one of the artists performing.
Yeah, they will be.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent stuff. Thank you again so much for joining me here. Oh, it's a pleasure to have Unit Pit back. We had Volume 1 premiered on the radio in June, and I think probably this is the first time that this music's being heard
outside of the few people on the team.
Amazing, so, yeah. Amazing. What an honor. Of course, everybody, please go to Unit Pit's website, unitpitt.ca, and you can RSVP for your ticket at their gallery, 2954 West 4th Street, their Catalano Gallery, on Thursday this week, June 20th, from 6 to 10, and doors are 5:45?
5:45.
Excellent. So there will be not just a listening space, but an outdoor listening space.
Yeah, outdoor listening space in the garden. We got like a quadraphonic setup, if you know what that is.
Yes, I do.
Actual cassette going to be playing on the tape. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Amazing. And of course, if you're unable to make the event, you are able to stream this music on SoundCloud, and cassettes will be available as well too. They'll be $15 each during the event, and on the online shop for Unit Pit as well too. And of course, big shout outs to Canada Council for the Arts, the Shumka Center's Apprenticeship Network Program, and Unit Pit for putting this on as well too. Moving on to our eighth track of the evening, we have A Rainbow Arches Over Flamingos Wading in a Lagoon.
Yeah, this is a really, really interesting track that uses a lot of different samples, but the artist on it is Jenny Yakimovich and Inky Do, and I believe the track started last September when they were in Spain, and a lot of the sounds were recorded in this rainforest, so you can hear these nice little beautiful chirps and whatnot. And I thought this was a really cool way to kind of slowly going to the end of the compilation tape and kind of giving this more like palate cleanse type of
nice vibe. It's always important, and I always have big respect for the person that puts the track order together. It is, I used to run a little record label with my friends for experimental and electronic music, and that was always one of the hardest things, is what flows good after another. It's so important. Yeah. This track, track 8 of the Sound of the Sun, Volume 3 from Unit Pit, A Rainbow Arches Over Flamingos Wading in a Lagoon. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm joined with Jefferson Alade, and this is Vancouver FM.
Picking out a gift for you. There's nothing here but little baskets, souvenirs of fruit. Not knowing where they're going. I'm made to see flamingos leave. Will we see them again? For their spring descends.
Short and sweet. I love it. I love it. A rainbow arches over flamingos waiting in a lagoon. Mm-hmm. So, so good. And we have two more tracks here for you. The next one is a long form one called Regenerative Bloom. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this track is really awesome. It's by Sam Meadle. He's also going to be performing at the event. And talking to him, I think he actually went to SFU for composition.
Oh, nice.
Or something like
that. Like the SCA School of the Contemporary Arts?
I think so,
cool.
Yeah.
We should ask him about that.
Yeah, and he, what's it called? Yeah, got really inspired in terms of like DIY electronics and kind
nice.
Of like making your own instruments.
Nice, like maybe circuit bending, that
yeah,
kind of stuff?
Yeah, circuit bending, exactly.
Sweet.
So his, he's going to be performing, he's going to be doing a set with like all these kind of like things he's made.
Nice.
But I think a lot of the music is kind of based off that. And I know that one of the things that was interesting, he like works landscape part of his kind of work he does. And like he said, he kind of really gets to know the patterns of the day. And I think for this piece, he really wanted to meditate on the change from the winter to the spring,
mm-hmm.
to the lengthening of the days. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like this kind of track almost gives a nice context to the whole piece and kind of puts us in a mood of kind of coming to the end. So.
Absolutely. Well, this is a long form one, about 12 and 3/4 minutes long. So we'll get that started here. And we want you to enjoy, of course. Thank you so much to UniPit for providing us the high quality files of Sound of the Sun, Volume 3. Oh, and we're back. That was Regenerative Bloom. So, so beautiful. One of the, I believe that is the longest track on there.
Longest track on there. Yeah, Sam Meal. Super cool. You'll be performing as well. A lot of circuit bending, DIY stuff.
So. Nice, nice, nice. I'm a big fan of soldering and taking apart things. A lot of people will take like the kids' toys, like the cat piano or something, and then just pop it open and there's a circuit board underneath it. Super, super cool stuff. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you go to the Unit Pit website where you can find information about the Sound of the Sun project. There are now going to be 3 volumes, 1, 2, and 3, which coincide with the solstices, the winter and summer solstices throughout the year. We had volume 1 of June of last year, volume 2 in December, and now volume 3 coming up in June as well. The concert will be June 20th, which is in 2 days, Thursday this week, 6 to 10 p.m. The doors are opening at 5:45, and that is at Unit Pitt's Gallery, 2954 West 4th Avenue in Vancouver. And there will be a live performance as well as some food and, of course, outdoor listening to start things off. Sweet. Our last cut here of the 10th out of 10th track, we've got Sun Song.
Yeah, Sun Song by Joel DiStefano. And this was a I thought this track had a really interesting way of making it, and like in conversation with him, he was really interested in like the more participatory aspects of music making and art and whatnot. And for this, he went to a few different parks and areas around Burnaby and Vancouver, and then took calls online. But basically, he had this prompt, and it was basically like, "What do you think the sun sounds like?" And then you kind of either in person, you record it there, or on your own time. And the song is like this almost like sonic poem and collage of these different interpretations of the sun. I thought that was really a good way to end off.
Absolutely, kind of a salute. Very, very cool stuff. This is Sun Song, the last track of Sound of the Sun, Volume 3. You are joining us here on Vancouver FM, Unit Pit, hosted live on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Sun, have a great day.
Sure.
Have it, ladies and gentlemen, the premiere broadcast of Sound of the Sun Volume 3, curated by Jefferson from Unit Pit. Thank you so much for bringing that by.
Thank you for having us.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And of course, one more time, make sure that you go to Unit Pit's website, unitpitt.ca. There is a link to the RSVP courtesy of Eventbrite. The event is free, but space is limited, so make sure and grab your tickets.